Okay, this is June 10th, 2006. This is the No Sense Podcast, number 3. So, anyways, going back from 2.5, I actually got the day off of work today. So, I get to do what I want. This is part one of my journey to a newer PC. I'm going to be getting myself one of those Intel dual cores. I might go AMD. I'm not sure. I mean, I know my dad said wait, but I'm going to be without a computer for a long time. Well, not exactly a long time. I still have my Mac, but I won't be able to play most of my games and stuff on it. So, in turn, I need another motherboard. I need another processor, memory, whatever. I need a dual core system. And I don't care what I have to go through to get it. And I think I'm going to try and look up what I can get for AMD. I mean, just to see what I can get out of the box and do a little research about AMD processors. If I can get a board with an NVIDIA chipset, that'd be awesome. Because then that'll make it a little easier when I get my NVIDIA card. I'm going to be getting a I'm going to be getting an XFX GeForce 7600 GT. And that's a pretty fucking nice looking card too. Takes no additional power and it's PCI Express, which is what it uses. I can't use my old card anymore, but that's why I got to work with. Let's see, what else? Well, according to my dad, it takes a lot of energy for the dual cores on the AMDs, and they have to be water-cooled in order for that to happen. And lights blinking for 15 miles an hour for school, but we're just going to speed past here. Anyways, but yeah, I've heard that the AMDs overheat too quickly, and that my dad told me to wait until they actually make the AMD processors that. Not whatchamacallit. Oh, what do you say? They use less energy and work a whole lot better. So they don't heat up as much. But I don't really want AMD because AMD is, well, I think it's better than Intel. I mean, considering that Intel boards and, Intel altogether, is best for movies and movie editing and stuff. I mainly want this for games. I am a gamer freak. As a matter of fact, I am the Nintendo freak. I am the original. I am the original Nintendo freak. I loved Nintendo ever since the day I saw it, ever since it came out. I cannot get enough of it. I have to have it every day. I got Link on my keychain for my car. And Nintendo tattoos are to be coming later. And it's just gonna be so awesome. Like my back tattooed with the Nintendo Freak in a little circle, as if you would see for something else. But yeah. Well, here's my idea for my tattoo. It's going to be one of the original Nintendo systems at an angle. On one of the joysticks, it's going to say the date that Nintendo was released. And on the second controller, it's going to say the next date with a couple of question marks. Or I'm just going to put a line at it. You know, like the birth and death of Nintendo. I think Nintendo's going to be lasting for a long while. I mean, after all, it outlasted the Dreamcast, Sony's first failure. Sega died off and got and just went to making games. No, fine. Microsoft's take is going to be there for a little while, as long as they have money. Now, I didn't like too many games on the Xbox, you know, and the little games I did have on the Xbox, it just wasn't that interesting after a while. But I can never get bored on a Nintendo system. I mean, not unless it's like a sports game. I don't care for sports. And I don't care for a real-time strategy. I like turn-based strategy. Anyways, I'm going off topic here. But yeah, I'm going to get the best processor I can, AMD. I want to get myself a nice water cooling system while I'm at it. I mean, as long as it doesn't drip, drip, drip. That's all I care about. And I think I'm going to double seal the tubes, too. So, yeah. Then it's a question of motherboard, you know. If I'm going to go dual-core Intel, I'm going to be going to use whatchamacallit? The P5 LD2 Deluxe. Now that's a good board. It's got two slots for the video card, which means you can plug in two video cards right next to each other, and you can connect the two video cards through what's called SLI. SLI basically takes the two video cards and combines them. Makes them into one. Which means double the power. Which is another reason why I had to get a SLI-based card. Now, again, I still have to look up for AMD boards. And based on recommendations, I think I'm going to go with AMD. I just have to get a price. I mean, if it's way too much more than the Intel dual core, then I'm going to get Intel. I'm going to get get whatever's cheaper. Because that's what I can afford. And I can't be without PC too long. I need to do my games. And I think the whole problem is with my PC rooting is because it's losing power because of the card sucking up so much. It's plugged into the motherboard and it has an additional plug. So. And I've done my reviews on this this video card that I plan on getting. It's a nice price, $179. And it's Sly capable. And it doesn't need any additional power. Which is good, because it shouldn't need it. Again, all depends on what motherboard I get too, which will tell me what kind of memory I get. Now, memory doesn't have a native chipset. It can be NVIDIA, it can be SIS chipset, it can be Intel chipset. Doesn't matter. Just as long as it's the right pin configuration. You can take a stick of memory out of a Mac and put it in a PC and it'll work fine. Just as long as the pins are lined up correctly. But yeah, generally what I'm looking for is memory, a motherboard, and a CPU, and a video card. That's it. That's all I need. I have the case. I have a DVD burner. I have two hard drives, a Seagate 500 gigabyte drive, and a Seagate 250. So I have 750 gigabytes worth of space. And it's great. I love having that much room, you know. And this half a terabyte drive, half a terabyte is 500 gigabytes. Excuse me. But yeah, this half terabyte drive is new technology. It has the NLD2 technology, whatever the fuck that is. Somebody probably knows it better than I will. It also has a 16 meg cache. Normal hard drives, even SATA hard drives, have an 8 meg cache. The new ones that have been coming out have 16. And then the next ones that come out will have 32. It doubles each time. But I think they'll do a lot better with my gaming when I finally load Half-Life 2 on there. Now, when I finally power up my system with the hard drive, it's going to want me to reactivate Windows. And hopefully it will allow it, detecting that it's the same hard drive, same CD-ROM. Well, same hard drives. And same network. Can't say nothing about my MAC address, though. My MAC address will change. Because I'm getting gigabit LAN. That's faster. I know it might not take because it's only on a 10100 switch. And I bet you some of you are scratching your head. Well, Lil Flurry, I believe, knows what I'm talking about. Mostly. Take a drink. Anyways, shoot, I gotta get out 2.5 out to her too. Which is still on the side rubber, which I'll be able to get off today. Since I won't be dismantling my PC. I hope power's up by tomorrow. You know what? That's gonna suck. But having the today off of all days. Yeah. I was actually very cranky the other morning, you know, for having to get up early and watch Stanley. I wait until Stanley falls asleep, and then I fell asleep. Excuse me for a second. Ah, damn it. God bless me. I must be allergic to something. I hope it's not the dog. That would be too nice. But yeah, something's seriously bugging my nose. The other day, I pulled out four nose hairs that were tickling the bottom of my nostril. Should it hurt when you pull them? Because it didn't hurt for me. I mean, I gave it a little tug and it came out by the root. At least I think it took by the root. And the Don Drew video that I've been working on is going to have to be delayed. I'm thinking maybe I can hammer on that when I get back home. So I can see if I can't get that done and out. I mean, there shouldn't be too much editing for me to do. But I should be able to get it done today. Maybe. If I'm lucky. So, anyways, I don't know if I stated this in the beginning, but I'll tell you anyways. Today, I am selling my Sony PSP, including games and movies that go for it, car charger, and a bunch of PlayStation 2 and GameCube games, which, well, I really don't play, and I gotta get rid of them. I need money. Then today, I'm stopping by... Oh, first of all, I'm stopping by GameStop to get rid of those. So, some cash for that. Then, I will be heading to the bank, where I'll be withdrawing $100. And, well, I'll withdraw $100 later. I'll withdraw it from a bank further down. I'll take it from the ATM. But, I'll have them count my pennies and my quarters, which I've been saving up. I think I have about 30 bucks in quarters. And we'll have that converted to cash. Let's see, after that, I will... Record Head down in Milwaukee, or Milwaukee as the Indians say it. At least that's what Alice Cooper said. Wayne's World. No, he said the natives pronounce it as Milwaukee. Yeah, you might have noticed in movies where they actually... Oh, wow. Speaking of Wayne's World, hold on, let me get close. There actually is a Mr. Big license plate right in front of me. It's like Mr. M.R. Big, B-I-G-G, 7. Wow, that's just irony. Damn, what was I talking about? Oh, jeez, that folks, brain farts. Oh, yes. I will be going to Record Head today to sell some of my videos. I can get up to $7 each DVD. I'll get $7 for any of the DVDs, but I will try my darndest. I mean, there's no reason why I shouldn't. Booklets are there, the cases are in good condition, nothing's wrecked, and I even have the cardboard over one of the unrated ones. So... we'll be getting rid of that soon enough. And I tell you, the girl next door, the unrated version, if you have a chance to buy it, pass. It's a rental. I'd rent it versus actually buying it, or if you're going to buy it, make sure you get real cheap, because number one, the movie is just so much misleading, and it just seems so much PG-13, you know? I mean, supposedly it's unrated. Well, I'm rating it. It looks PG-13. You know, people make, insinuating sex. You know, but it's just stupid. You don't see any tits in there. You see tits, but you see them covered up. It's like, what the fuck? Well, that's my 2 cents worth. Alright. After that, I'm going back to the old house so I can work on it. Fun. I mean, all I'm doing is going to be carrying doors. That's fine. I ain't got no problem with that. After that, I'll work on the video. Not bad. Now, unlike many people, my eyes are very sensitive to light. And it's not because I'm in darkness all the time. And it's not because I don't get sun at all. No, I do get sun. I'm tan. I'm tanned, alright. It's just, I forget if it's rod or cone that allows you to see in the dark. But I have extra stuff in my eyes like that that allow more light into my eyes than anybody else. It's actually a curse because, one, I have to wear glasses. Two, I have to worry about the sun. since I wear glasses, I can't wear normal sunglasses. I can't find clip-ons that are small enough or big enough for the right size. So I have to put on granny sunglasses. Or senior sunglasses or whatever. It just really stinks, you know, wearing glasses. Now, Christy Maselli suggested that I should get LASIK. I mean, she said she had them done, and, well, let's just say I can't tell that she ever wore glasses. There was no marks on her her nose, on the bridge of her nose. And she can see fine, you know. She looked fine too. You know, I had the pleasure of sitting next to her at Genghis Khan. I mean, how lucky can a guy get? I mean, yeah, I like Christy. As a matter of fact, I like her a lot. But if I went up and told her that I wanted to go with her, you know, I'd probably be turned down because of my lazy eye or something, or maybe thinking I'd be doing it to get famous. No, if I can be famous, I can be famous on my own. I don't need anybody's help. I'm a very proud person, you know. I don't like having people do things for me, you know. If I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it by myself. But having somebody to love and somebody that loves me back really helps. Alright, enough of that. I've already said too much. But yeah, anyways, shoot. Ran out of things to talk about. Well, on that note, it's about half an hour now. So, I'll leave you a message at thenintendofreak@gmail.com. Or you can leave me, what's called snail mail. Or send me a gift, send me a package. There's no bombs, no drugs, please. At the Nintendo Freak, P.O. Box 851, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53008. Thanks for listening. This has been the No Sense Podcast, number 3. Good night, Stinkernet!